Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Bet Amud Aleph, near the top of the Amud, with the sixth Mishnah in the eighth Perek. And the context of this Mishnah, or its inclusion in this Perek, is a little bit odd and needs some explanation. Remember that in the last Mishnah about Ben Sorer Moreh, the anthemic statement, Ben Sorer Nidon Al Shem Sofo, which indicated that a Ben Sorer Moreh uniquely is being judged not for what he's done, but what we know he's going to do, leads us to the following case that the Torah mandated, where we kill somebody not because of what he has done, but what he is going to do. And that is a Bab Bamachteret. So take a look at the two psukim that are at the three psukim that are in the first pasuk, on the first selection on top of the page. And this is in the context of a ganav. Machteret literally is a tunnel. He's tunneled his way into the house. And you may kill him. Under certain circumstances, we'll see all of that. Nidon al shem sofo. We'll see what that means. Hayaba machter b'shavar tachavit. If on his way in, or while he's in the machteret, he breaks a barrel, let's say, that belongs to the homeowner. Inyesh lo damim chayav. Meaning, if he's the sort of person for whom killing him, you would be liable, then, which means you're not allowed to kill him, then he would be liable for the damage to the chavit. Im ein lo damim patur. But if he's somebody who could be killed, and we'll see what that hagdara is, then he is patur because of the principle of kam le b'derabim mine. Now, this is an interesting extension, and the one that we're going to see in the next podcast, also in the context of Rodef, which is that somebody who's being killed in the context of machteret, the homeowner who is killing him is to some extent acting as beit din, and therefore this fellow, while he's in, is chayav mitah. If chayav mitah, then he is exempt from lower liabilities because of the principle of kam le. Okay, Amar Rav, my time of the machter. So what is the Nidon Hashem Sofo? We got an explicit right of Yosei Glili about Ben Sorer Moreh. Now what does this mean? Chazakah in Adam Atmir Atzmo Al Mamono. We have a chazakah that nobody's going to stand by idly and watch his money be taken. V'hai Meimar Amar, so therefore the Ganav says to himself, I Azilna, if I go in there, he's going to stand up to me and he won't let me get his stuff. If he stands up to me, I'm going to kill him. So therefore, the Torah says here that if somebody is attacking you to kill you, you have to kill him first. Not you may, you have to kill him first. So therefore, and where does the Torah say? The Torah says that ein lo damim. Meaning, since we know that this guy breaking into your house, in the ancient world, breaking into someone's house generally meant that the homeowner was there. We didn't have a situation where people left their homes for weeks at a time, for Pesach vacation, etc., which is the typical burglary today. There, somebody breaking in knew that the homeowner would be there and would likely face him, which means he knew he was going in to fight to the death. And therefore, since he's ready to kill the homeowner may kill him or should kill him first. Amarav, Abam Machter Natal Kelim V'yatsa. Let's say the guy comes to a Machteret, and he is the kind of person who could be killed, and he stole some stuff successfully. Patur, he doesn't have to return it. Maitama, Bedomim Kananu. It's a little bit of a play on words, but he's literally bought it with his blood. In other words, because he was Chayav Mita when he came in, therefore, because of Kamle, he bought it. It's his. So Amarav, Amistava Milta, Durav, Vishishiber. We're going to read this as Rava, even though there's different gersaot of Rav or Rava throughout. Rava, Mistavar Milta de Rav Shishiber. He says, I think that Rav would only be correct in the case where somebody, the fellow, broke the kelim. He's not chayav to pay for the damage. Deleitanu, because there's not around to return. Aval natal lo. But if he took them, then they should have to pay them back. And then Rava continues, Vahai Elohim, Amar Rava Fidu Natal. He says with sort of an oath, Rav said it even when you took it. What's his reasoning? Rav is now supposing what Rav's reasoning is. But after all, if this is a guy who you can't kill and he breaks the kelim, then he's potter. He's chayiv, as the Mishnah said. Alma b'shute kaimi. So what does that prove to you? It proves to you that it is in the reshut of the homeowner. Hachanam reshutei kaimi. It's the same thing. It is in the reshut of the homeowner, and therefore you have to return it. Velohi, and then Rava turns around and says, no, I'm wrong about that. Kiyukim narachmana reshutei. When does the Torah say it's in the reshut of the ganav? Then onsin, only as far as onsin goes, and therefore you chayiv if you break them. Aval inyan mikna, but as far as acquiring them, reshutei demaru kaimi, they continue to be in the possession of the homeowner, which means that when you come to sue this guy to get your stuff back, you're basically collecting from somebody who was chayav mita, and therefore, it's something that was still in your property, and you're simply getting it back. And therefore, you're not suing him for it, in which case you'd say, Kam le bidu abmine. So therefore, Rav meant it's in every case. So now we say that that's not the case. That is, that here, when you... correct. Okay, so now, Midya havi ashoel, just like the din is with a shoel. Shoel, who borrows something, he is chayav ba'onsin. If something happens to it, and nonetheless, it really does belong to the owner, to the mashul. Now, Tanan, Bab Machter B'Shmirta Kechavid, Yerstodim Chayav Enodim Patur. Our Mishnah says that if he's somebody who could be killed, who can't be killed, you're not allowed to kill him. We'll see what kind of person that is, and he breaks something, he's Chayav. But if not, then he's Patur. Tama de Shiber. The implication is only because he broke it, he's Patur. Dechieno Davim Patur. Hanatalo, but if he stole it, he's chayav. That's the implication. Now the answer is, huadina filu nam natal nami. Even if he stole it, he's patur. V'had katani shiver tachavit. So why did they pick breaking? Kamashlan dechiyeshlo damim, afagav shiver nami chayav. To teach you that if he's the kind of guy who can't be killed, even if he only broke it, he's chayav. So pshita maziku. Obviously he's chayav, he's a mazik. Kamashlan nafilu shlo b'chavon, even if he broke it inadvertently. So my kamashlan, it's not teaching us anything. Adam wa le'olam, hanina adam wa le'olam, ben shogay, ben mizin, ben ma'onis, ben ratzon, ben er, ben yashen, whether he's awake or asleep, intentional or inadvertent, doesn't matter, he's chayav, so it's not teaching us anything. The answer is kasha, you're right, that's a little bit of a difficulty. So we end up really supporting the position of Rava, which is that if the guy stole something, he does have to return it. As opposed to, if he broke it, then he's patur. So, Meitir Rabbi Be Barbai, he has a challenge. Hagonev kis b'Shabbat chayav. It's a famous piece about Kam Levir Abimineh. If you steal a pouch on Shabbat, so you both are chayav for Geneva and for carrying on Shabbat, you're chayav to return it. Why? Shet chayav, b'Geneva, kodem shevo de'yususki, yusur Shabbat. Because when you picked it up, you're chayav for Geneva, and you're only chayav for Shabbat when you take it out, therefore they're not simultaneous actions, and it's Kam Le. Hayam agarev yotze patur. But famously, and there's a whole diyun in the Mishonim about what direction the mouth of the pouch was, but if you're pulling the pouch out of the property, you're patur because Shabbat and Gneva are Isur Shabbat Visur Skila, sorry, Isur Gneva Visur Skila by Inkechad. They all happen simultaneously when you cross the border of the property. But the halacha is you're only patur from returning it if it's lost, if you ended up throwing them in the river. But if you have those coins, even though you're Chayav Mitah for Shabbat, you still have to return the coins. Which means Kam Levid Rabina does not obtain to items that are ba'ain that you have to return to the master. They're only about items that are lost and as far as your chiyuv mamoni to pay back for them. So now, so therefore the halacha very clearly is like Rava and against Rav and says that if a guy machteret came and stole stuff and it's still around, he has to return it. Now Rava, ignavu le dichrib machtarta. So it's an interesting thing that Rava himself had some rams stolen by somebody breaking in. Adrinu niale, the thieves wanted to return them to Rava. Velo kablinu, he refused to accept them. Even though, according to Alocha, according to his position, you should accept them. Amarhu avanafik mpumin to Rav. Since Rav passed what he did, I'll be machmer like that. Which means I'm going to maintain that they were kone bedamim and I'm not going to accept them. There's a big difficulty that we should deal with, which is Rava really doesn't have the right to not accept them because by doing so, he is preventing them from fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashavat HaGzela, which they're chayav to do, according to halacha. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Ein lo damim. Now here, we have two braitot, which play, the first one plays a little fast and loose with pisuk tamim. So if you take a look at the pasuk on the page, the first selection, it says, Im b'machterin v'asag rabu kamait, Ein lo damim. So pasuk. Im zachar shem ashalav damim lo. A literal translation, if he's killed in the machteret, there's no blood, meaning there's no liability. But if the sun comes up on him, then there is blood. So we're playing it. Ein lo damim zarcha shemesh alav. Right? V'chi ha-shemesh alav bilvad zarcha. What the sun only shines on him. What does it mean? Alav ha-shemesh. If it's clear to you as day, that, meaning like the sun coming up, that this guy is going to hurt you, then hargeo, then you can kill him. But if not, not. Which means the burden of proof is on the homeowner to make sure this guy really is an intruder intending violence. We have another brayta that reads the psukim more consistent with the pisuk te'amim. It's a chashem shalav damim lo. Meaning, if it's clear to you as day that he's not going to hurt you, then al tahargeu, v'imlav hargeu, the default is you do kill him. So kasha stam mastama. So we have a stam bright, two stam brightot, one against the other. So the answer is, if the father's intruding on the son, then the default is he's not going to hurt him. Only if you know absolutely clear as day that he will hurt you, then you kill him. Kan ben alav, if the son comes to attack the father, or certainly if any other intruder comes to attack, then the default is that he's going to kill you, unless you know absolutely that he won't. Okay, Amar Rav. Kol da'ati alav machtarta. So Rav said, anybody who sneaks into my house, katil mulei, I'll kill him. Var of Hanina bar Shila. Rav Shila was a Rebbe of Rav, and his son was somebody that Rav was friendly with. My time, my ilam mishum et tzaddik. It's not because he's a tzaddik. I caught him achdarta. If he's sneaking into my house, he's not much of a tzaddik. El, meaning he is a tzaddik. But if he were to sneak into my house, I wouldn't not kill him because he's a tzaddik, because he's obviously not that anymore. I'm shum the kimli begavei to merachim aleik merachim avam aben. I know that he loves me like a father loves a son. He would never kill me, and therefore I don't have the right to kill him. And I wouldn't. Tana rabban, damim lo. The pasuk says that damim lo, meaning im zachash shemeshalav damim lo, that there is blood, and the drasha is bein mechol bein shabbat. This drasha is based on the fact that damim is in the plural. Ein lo damim bein mechol bein shabbat. Also in the first pasuk, ein lo damim bein mechol bein shabbat. So what does that mean? Bishtama ein lo damim bein mechol bein shabbat. I understand that there is no liability for killing him in the case where he's a bad intruder. Again, we're equating the man defending his property with the beitin who's killing a fellow, therefore kamle. So he said, therefore, I would think that just like you don't execute on Shabbat, similarly, you can't kill this intruder on Shabbat. Shabbat lo katil, nekamash plan dekablina. So therefore, the Torah says, damim, ein lo damim, even on Shabbat, you can kill him. Ela damim lo ben b'chol b'shabbat, ashto b'chol lo kablina mle. Why do you have to tell me that you can't kill him on Shabbat, if you can't kill on Chol? Shabbat Membaya? So what it means is that if he's somebody that you know is not going to hurt you, and he sneaks in, and then he gets trapped, let's say there's a cave-in in the tunnel, then you have to work to be Mechal al Shabbat to save his life. That's the point. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. It says, V'huka v'meit. V'huka means Mechal Adam. It doesn't mean you kill him, it means if he's killed. Meaning, in the passive, anybody could kill him. Vameit, meaning choshtatachulamito, you can kill him any way necessary. So, bishtamavihuka, I understand why I need the first Russia. Choladam, it's dark. Sakadatachamena, balabaitu, the kimlai, the ainlom, kimlunena, the menutzul, avalono. Remember, the whole machteret is based on a chazaka that a person won't stand idly by while his property is in under threat. That only applies to the balabait. A balacher lo, but some other guy who happens to be visiting your house or is outside and sees what's happening, that doesn't apply to him. Kamash Malan, that he may also step in and kill. To Rodefu, because this intruder is a Rodef. Afilu Achernami. And we're going to get to Rodef in the next podcast. And therefore, you as the outsider who sees this intruder, you can kill him because you know that he is likely going to kill the homeowner. Ela Vameit, Bechomitash Tacholomito. What do I need to tell me that I could kill this intruder anyway necessary? Lamali Mirotseach Nafka. I learned that from the Dean of Rotseach. After all, this guy is a potential Rotseach. And what's the din of rotzeach? Etanya mochi matamakar rotzeachu. We already saw this several times in the earlier parak. Eliel mitam murabo. All I know is you can kill him with saif. Minayin shematar chol amito mitam murabo shatay chol amirshay lamito chomi mitam shatay chol amito. How do I know if for some reason you can't do saif? You could use anything to kill him. Like if the Romans won't let you use saif, so use a shotgun. Talmud Omar mochi mat mikom akom. Kill him any way necessary. So why don't I apply that here? In the context of Rotseach, you have the extra word motumat. I don't have that here. So why don't I learn from there? Why doesn't Rotseach then become the model? Because Goel Hadam is the same halacha. We already saw this earlier in the Masachet. And therefore we have Shnei Ketuvim two times where the Torah teaches the same principle, and therefore I cannot apply it universally. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Machteret. Ein li ela Machteret, all I know is if he tunnels in. Gagochatzer v'kap before, what if he comes in through a skylight, through the roof, or through the backyard, or through the large yard? Tavolomar imatzeh ganav, if he's found. Mikol makom, meaning anywhere he's found. Why did the Torah say machteret? So we have two answers to that. Number one, that's the common way that in the ancient world people would get into a house, they would tunnel in. Imagine with dirt floors. Tanya Idach, we have another bright, that the first part's all the same. Machteret, le machteret, m'gagol, gachatzeru, m'kafir, v'nayin, tavolomar, v'nayin, ganav, m'kol makom, v'nayin, machteret. What's the answer? Machterto, zuhi hatra'ato. That the machteret is the hatra'ah. Meaning, his tunneling in is the hatra'ah. You don't need to warn him and say, you better not take another step, etc., etc. And he says, yes, I know I'm going to risk my life. You don't need to do that. You just kill him. Now, there's a big machlok at Rashi and the Rambam how to understand this, which is critical. Rashi says, machterto zuhi hatra'ato, means machteret is singled out. So that if the fellow did all the effort of digging in, that already makes a statement he's willing to die for it, and we don't need hatra'ah. But if he comes in through the backyard, you do need hatra'ah. That's Rashi. The Rambam says, machterto zuhi hatra'ato doesn't single out machteret. It just means, why does the Torah say machteret? It means it's identifying that you're sneaking in is the hatra'ah, and you don't need to give hatra'ah to somebody who sneaks in anyway he sneaks in. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. Katana rodeif nitam latzilo b'nafsho. If a little kid is chasing somebody to kill them, you can stop him by killing him. Why? Kesava rodeif eno tzarich hatra'ah. So you must hold the position that a rodeif doesn't need hatra'ah. Because hatra'ah implies and involves the mutre saying, yes, I know, and I understand that, and I'm accepting it, and I'm going to die for it. And a katan can't do that, because he has no dat. Lo shtagadol, lo shtakatan. Eno chistu avuna, what's the challenge? Yatzar rosho, one of the most famous examples of rodeif is the baby who is in the process of being born is endangering the mother. So before the baby's born, the baby must be killed in utero to save the mother's life. But once it's come out, ain't no ginmo, you can't mess with them. You can't take one life over another. So my rodefu, why don't we say the kids are rodef? And of course, the fact that he can't understand what he's doing is irrelevant. So the answer, shani atin shmaya karad filet. This kid is not hurting anybody. The shamayim is. The kid isn't doing anything to hurt anybody, it's just the way it's naturally playing out. So that doesn't prove anything about a 9-year-old running after somebody with a gun. Now, name of Sayyale, maybe we have support for that ruling of Rav Huna from this. What you should say to him on the side is, Reishi Yisrael, look, you're chasing a Jewish guy who Ben Britu is a member of the Brit. Look how serious this is. And the Torah says, based on our pasuk, that I'm going to have to kill you to save him. But notice, you don't need the other guy to say, yes, I know, and to accept it. So the answer is, Ahi Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that could be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Maratan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Tzachar, Tzachar, Chatra, Fishay, Lotna, Hatra, Avchim, and Shogel, Amazit. Famous ruling of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that Hatra is not needed for a Taman Chacham, because it's only there to make sure the guy knows what's Asr and what's Mutter. And we all know Taman Chacham knows. All right. Toshma. So that does not prove one way or the other, support Rav Huna. Now, all of that's the same. Plus, if the guy says, yeah, I know, and then he kills, patur. But he says, if he says, I understand, and I'm accepting that punishment, chayav, then he kills chayav. So you see, he does need hatra. The answer is, that's talking about a case where the fellow is inaccessible to you. You can't stop him. Meaning he's on the other side of a river, and you yell to him. So now, to lomatz the atzule, my eko, what's left? The boy, itui the beidina, you're going to slap him to beidina after he kills this guy. Beidina, boy, atra, then you're talking about procedure, then you need regular atra. The other possibility is, could be that Rav Huna would say, I hold like the second braita, that says the machteret is the hatra. He says, therefore, the minute that somebody is rodef, you don't need any hatra'ah. And that this braita would follow the first position that says machteret is just there as an example, but you do need hatra'ah. So that may support Rashi's take on machterto zi hatra'ato, possibly. But in any case, that it does not disprove Rav Huna's contention that if somebody, that a katan is rodef, you could kill him because you don't require hatra'ah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the last mishnah in the perek. the Dean of Rodef. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.